From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. In case you have missed it, I will mention something that I think could improve the look of most ham shacks. There are the contests and the awards that people go after winning a place or collecting points to get a certificate to put on the wall. These amateurs are known by the friendly epithet of paper hangers. This week, the WIA has announced the release of some very attractive plaques which are becoming available for many of the awards administered by the Institute. There is a nice photo with the news release on the WIA web pages, and I reckon these would improve the decor of most shacks. Follow the link in the text edition of the news. How are you going? It's a strange time for us all, and how we travel is important for each one of us. There are signs that pressure is being applied to return parts of the community to something like normal. But we have to keep in mind lessons that have been learned from outbreaks of disease before. During the Spanish flu, through Ebola, SARS and MERS, the scientists have been gathering data on how these infections spread through the communities and how they are trying to fit the spread of this virus into the observed distributions of these other outbreaks. At this stage, we are having good news with the infection rate falling dramatically in Australia at the moment. The risk that we have to acknowledge is if we proceed to break down the social distancing too soon, we will allow the reintroduction of COVID-19 into the wider community at a possibly more rapid and deadly rate. The time to proceed carefully and slowly until there is a level of immunity, a vaccine or suitable treatment for this invisible killer. I am aware that many of us are still hard at the grindstone being classed as essential workers. Thanks for your efforts in keeping the rest of us fed, healthy and cared for. Just because the shelves are filling with toilet paper, paper towels and pasta doesn't mean other things have stopped. I have read that Elon Musk is progressing his plan to bring the internet to the globe by launching into orbit another 60 communication satellites. This brings the total launch to 420, and forward planning is for consumer testing to start in the next 6 months. With projected download speed of at least a gigabyte per second, it will make our own high-speed fibre-based system seem paleolithic. So, with things improving and expanding, there are solid signs of hope for our future. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.